Secretary McNamara.
Thank you.
President.
Thank you. Bob.
Yes, Mr. President.
I won't see you a little later in the day, and I wish you'd be pretty perceptive and careful in what you think they may say about our patrolling this area, and if we run into whether it's necessary to stop Russian ships or China ships and all that problem. I see this the other day following our indication that we had to tighten up there, they started raising a good many of these questions, and I'd like to have the right answer to them.
Yeah.
And anything else that you think, there's also a good deal of stuff coming out about increased commitments, which I think would be better wait until we
conclude,
but I don't
couldn't agree with you more.
I don't know how to avoid it. Third thing is, I've talked to Gordon at good length. I have gotten most of his FBI. There's just a little of it left. I would say that it's an exceptionally good one. We might have a little flare back on one little item, which is inconsequential and involves college days. And you can't find a fellow at college days. It's apparent. Somebody doesn't allege was Walter Jenkins or
communist or something.
Some youngster. It's just one. Yeah. I guess you can't go back to the 30s without doing it on everybody.
That was a period of turmoil. You know it, and I know it.
So I think we have to hunker up with it. I have told him, don't tell him.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even mention it to him because I'd take those things and ride him.
Yeah.
I do think that he has conscientious and serious doubt about his background in international monetary matters, and particularly the challenge to the dollar and his fright about it. And I explained to him that he would need the great cooperation of people like you. And incidentally, I told him to do it. I consulted with you on all of my appointments, and because I wanted to, not that you ever suggested or directed except your own department. But that I felt that close to you, and that you had suggested and urged that I go ahead, that he'd been mentioned, and Bill Moore, you'd mentioned 2 or 3 months ago to him, and he thought he'd be a fitting climax to his career here to wind up there. And I thought you would cooperate with him. Well, I thought that you could get Rusk, and I'm sure Rusk would want to, and aid people to cooperate, and I thought that we could all go together with Connor, and I doubted anybody in government was more popular or better understood and not be so sensitive about these farmers and these others that are hitting him hard every day in these meetings, and that's my mistake, not his, and I take that rap. And he still comes back and just says he doesn't feel that he's up to it or he's equipped to do it. I'm going to talk to him. He wants 10 minutes this morning to explain to me why he shouldn't do it. Now, the alternatives we have, the names that are given to us, do not appeal to me on the rundowns I have. Not a single one. I would like Cook, but Cook has two major problems. One of them is his family problem, and his business problem. Another one is a political problem. And I think I could force him to do it, but I don't think it would work out. I think he'll do anything for me, including give me his life, but I just don't believe it will. I can make it if I have to, and I think I've got enough power to force it all through, but I think I'll have trouble. I'll have trouble with his wife. I'll have trouble with his confirmation. And I think it's kind of almost a Yarmolinsky situation.
Yeah.
Not the same, but it would be about that difficult. And you can imagine how you look up to wanting to fight that one through. And just as a dessert, you don't look for it. And Outside of that, we don't have anybody that's fitting. Yet everybody says David Rockefeller. I don't know what would happen there. So I thought that you might want to just call him.
Sure.
Without not at my suggestion, but just say, Kermit, I heard last night that you were going to be talked to this morning on a matter that has interested me and that the president talked to me about a week or so ago. And I haven't called you purposely because I didn't know that I should. But the president told me that he was going to urge you to do this. And I'd like to make a few comments. I am interested in this monetary thing and in this dollar, and I am prepared to be helpful and to shoulder my part of the load and do anything I can. But more important, I'm interested in my country. I wouldn't be here. And I've looked over this thing at his suggestion for a month now, and I'm looking at it dispassionately and objectively outsider. From his standpoint, as a symbol of the country, and from yours, and my judgment is that this is what the decision should be and what patriotism dictates. Something that you
sure, I'll be delighted to, Mr. President.
Have you got any suggestions to me on this Negro thing?
No, sir, I don't. I thought you handled it yesterday beautifully, and from what I saw, the Carson Blake statement, for example, I thought was very good, and I judged the leaders went back to their people and calmed them down somewhat, had been very impressed by your meetings with them. Beyond that, I frankly just am not close enough to it to even have a judgment.
They're only the man, Bob. They say, we know you're right, we know you're just, we know you have made more progress than